Doing it this way was pleasing in your sight, Father, and I thank you for it. Thank you for it. Nobody can slander a thing without slandering the person God has chosen to bring that thing. It's always attached to a person because that's how God has chosen to work. When the spies were sent out into Canaan's land to check it out for Moses and Israel, and they came back, those, how many spies were there? 12? When 10 of them came back and came in despair, that's full of giants, we can't take it. It said they brought a slander against the land. So all the people took up stones to stone the land of Canaan. No. They took up stones to kill Moses. You couldn't detach the land from the man who was taking them there. Even the foolish understood that. They knew who to kill when the slander about the land came. They knew Moses was the one that got them there. There is no such thing as slander against the land without the man being put in danger. God wasn't working through the land of Canaan. He was working through Moses and Aaron and the other righteous men with him. Slander confuses God's people as to who is the visible representation of Jesus. Because all slanderers on this earth speak well of Jesus. If they didn't, their slander wouldn't work. God's people wouldn't even swallow it unless it was coated with the sweetness of the name of Jesus.